And now to North Korea, where the compliant parliament convened today to bestow its blessings on the leadership of Kim Jong-il and to celebrate Sunday's long-range rocket launch. North Korea claims it put a satellite into orbit. The U.S. military says that's fiction. They say all three stages of the rocket splashed into the Pacific without sending anything into space. As NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Seoul, despite all the pre-launch anxiety, little has changed.
It was both a success and a failure. That's the typical answer from analysts here in Seoul to the question, what about the North Korea rocket launch? A failure because it did not put a satellite in orbit. A success because the rocket traveled some 2,000 miles, twice as far as a similar launch 11 years ago. Still, many here in Seoul are asking, what has North Korea really achieved by this launch? Not much, it may turn out. Even this success has its limits. It's not an ideal weapon, says Daniel Pinkston, the representative here of the International Crisis Group.
This system must be launched from a tower, a fixed launch site. It's observable. It's very expensive for them. The system is not reliable. I think to have that reliability would require a lot of further testing. And I don't know if that's sustainable politically, of course, and financially for them.
It looks like the rocket launch was meant as much for domestic consumption as it was for maximum international impact. It was timed to occur just before the opening of North Korea's Supreme People's Assembly, which today has endorsed Kim Jong-il's continued leadership of the country. Given the uncertainty about his health after an apparent stroke last summer, the rocket launch was meant to convey a sense of accomplishment and national pride and to shore up Kim's capacity to lead, says defense expert Chung Soo Kim.
It's very important that they have to show something that can really convince their people that we are not that such a backward country. And we, by enhancing our capabilities, we can just tackle any threats coming from the outside.
Despite U.S. and South Korean data to the contrary, North Korea continues to insist it did put a satellite in orbit. The only North Korean official to address this directly has been Park Tun-hun, Pyongyang's representative at the U.N., speaking earlier this week.
Every country has the right, inalienable right, to use the outer space peacefully. Everyone can distinguish satellite with a missile. It's not a missile. Most of the countries, they now recognize it was not a missile.
The UN Security Council is trying to decide this week what action it should take against North Korea, if any. The U.S. and Japan have been pushing for some strong action, but Russia and China are urging moderation. It looks like the Council is not likely to go beyond previous resolutions on North Korea, which already impose sanctions for its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. There have been some calls in South Korea for further development of its own missile program, which is limited by agreements with the U.S. Taiwoo Kim of the Korea Institute for Defense Analyses says now's the time for South Korea to acquire ballistic missiles that can target any location in North Korea.
I'm not talking about, 2,000 kilometers, 3,000 kilometers, like North Korea. We don't want to prompt anxieties on part of surrounding countries, or still we want to limit our ranges. But the bottom line is that we should be able to aim major targets in North Korea.
But South Korea's conservative government has reacted with caution, preferring diplomacy to confrontation. Chung Soo Kim believes that is the best response to the North Koreans now.
They got the signal from Washington and Seoul that they are really willing to talk with North Korea. And so this is kind of a face-saving strategy for North Korea and also for South Korea and the United States.
And that suggests the ongoing six-party talks on North Korea's nuclear weapons program, which involve the two Koreas, Japan, China, Russia, and the United States, will not end up victim of the rocket launch. Daniel Pinkston believes the talks will eventually resume.
I think there will have to be a cooling off period, but I think all the parties realize that it's in no one's interest to walk away from the talks now, and I think they will reconvene at some point.
So in the aftermath of the North Korean rocket launch, the problem of North Korea looks a lot like it did before the launch. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Seoul.